This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I think, as our regular listeners know, I have a bit of a fascination with the animal world.
Really? I'd never know that.
Well, you know, it seems to be a very good one of our best segments every week.
Hmm.
So, you know, fitting in with our daily theme of the end, I thought perhaps we could discuss when humanity eventually falls, eventually, tomorrow, who knows when it will be. There's going to be an animal, unless we, you know, completely destroy the planet and render it incapable of having any life. There's going to be an animal that takes up our mantle as the dominant species.
Yeah, well, that's true. Thinking practically, because I've heard this, I think it'd be the cockroach.
I think the cockroach is the general answer, because everyone knows that they can survive a nuclear blast.
Yeah.
And so I think
they can live 10 days without their head, but you know.
I guess most people feel that if the world was going to end, if we were going to destroy the world in the next 100 years, it would be as a result of a death blast. And in that way, cockroaches would be one of the few animals that would be able to survive in the scorched wasteland that is Planet Zero.
Yeah, although these days you've got to wonder, because I was told the other day that they've got a thing now called the hydrogen bomb. So it's basically like a giant gas bomb, and when you smell it, you essentially just die.
Oh, I know what a hydrogen bomb is. I think I saw one on Lost once. But
yeah.
That's beside the point.
But what I suppose I'm saying is, because all life needs oxygen.
I don't think all life does need oxygen. I think there are some animals, for example, like scorpions, I know don't necessarily need oxygen because they, I guess, breathe differently to regular mammals. And I think cockroaches can survive without oxygen, given that they can survive without heads.
Yeah, but only for 10 days.
Yeah, but I think 10 days would be enough. Like 10 days, you reproduce on the 9th day. And then the species lives on. Very brief generational cycles.
Yeah, of cockroaches. Which is kind of sad.
But I think if the world doesn't die as a result of a nuclear blast, if humanity ceases to exist as the result of, say, global warming, where we get flooded and we either drown or get eaten by sharks, maybe the fish will rule the world.
Or burst into flames.
That's true. Maybe fish will, like, at the depths of the ocean, the fish, not harmed by the UV rays of the sun streaming up above because there's 1,000 meters of water between them, I reckon they could survive and be the dominant species without even knowing it.
Yeah, but what happens if it gets so hot that the sea itself starts to boil?
Well, you know.
Wouldn't you just have boiled fish, virtually?
Not necessarily. The animal world is remarkable for its adaptation. I reckon there'd be an animal that would be able to thrive in, you know, the boiling environment.
Well, that's true.
And then again, you know, given that it takes, you know, me 5 minutes to boil an egg, I think it'd take a fairly long time to reduce, what is it, how many megatons of water in the ocean to boil as well.
Well, that's true. Well, it's not something I want to experiment with, I must admit.
Oh, we could, you know, put you in the water, slowly heat it up. You'd be like the frog.
Like the frog in the boiling
pot. Or the lobster.
Yeah. Although I don't think I'd be as delicious.
Yeah. So I think, fish and insects are the most obvious choices. But if we went into the animal or the reptile world and searched for animals that could outlive the humans, I reckon the elephant could live quite a while without humans. Because we're kind of the elephant's worst enemy. Because we hunt them for their ivory, hunt them for sport.
Yeah, and they don't generally do anything to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see your point there. And they're actually designed to withstand really harsh environments.
Oh, definitely. They're one of the most adaptable animals on the planet.
Although if plant life dies, how do they then survive, because they're vegetarians?
Oh, I never said anything about plant life dying. I said people die.
Yeah, but you'd assume that if the world was going to end, that all plant life would possibly...
Oh, not necessarily. I've seen The Walking Dead. You know, there could be a virus that turns all humans into zombies.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I wonder, if one of those zombies bit an elephant, would it become a zombie elephant or just a really, really angry and in pain elephant?
It could just be a zelephant.
That sounds fun. That sounds like something out of Tolkien.
But you know, I think if the world was going to end, I think I'd pick the Walking Dead scenario. You think you'd have a lot of fun?
Oh, absolutely.
Blowing heads off zombies.
While we wait for the inevitable end, let's have some music to pass the time. You're listening to Sin 90.7.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.